KNX News Time, 5:13.
Will he escape justice? It's the fear of a family of a patient who died at the hands of a former Beverly Hills cosmetic surgeon who has been the focus of a lengthy KNX investigation. And KNX 1070's investigative reporter, Charles Feldman, with us in the studio this morning. Charles, good morning.
Good morning. KNX has learned that the L.A. County coroner no longer believes the death of Sharon Carpenter Nicholson was an accident and has amended the official autopsy report. She underwent an all-day $100,000 liposuction procedure in the office of Dr. Ihab Mohammed, an Egyptian national who was actually ordered out of the U.S. 4 years before the fatal operation. The doctor is now in federal custody awaiting deportation proceedings. The husband of the dead woman wants to know why the L.A. County D.A. has yet to act in light of the autopsy report change from accident to undetermined. David Nicholson.
That's why we're on the radio here. We hope we're going to make somebody do something, at least. If they're not going to prosecute, give us a reasonable reason why not.
The LAPD investigator assigned to the case believes criminal charges ought to be brought against Dr. Mohammed, but if he gets deported by the feds, he will be beyond the reach of the law. Nicholson thinks this is a two-tiered system of justice here in L.A.
I have to draw the contrast to, Michael Jackson. He had a problem extremely similar to my wife's, and that guy was arrested. He's already in jail. What's fair for one is fair for two.
The DA's office will only say the case is still under review.
But still under review does not necessarily mean that they're going to do anything with it, right?
That's exactly right. And there are some people I've talked to who really believe the DA is just waiting for Dr. Mohammed to be put on a plane back perhaps to Cairo and wash their hands of the entire situation, Dave.
While the family is left in limbo.
Absolutely.
All right, Charles. Charles will be back throughout the morning with more on this case. KNX News Time, 5:15.